You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the press. It is Monday of Masters Week. I am Ryan Ballingy. It's great to have you with us for our first show of three this week, where we'll be going over the top of the table and the outright markets. We'll go over some other stuff as well for the Masters Tournament. Then on Tuesday, for those of you who are new to the show, we'll go over my model for the week. We'll talk about the top 10 players in that model. We actually have two models this week. We run the kind of standard issue model that we do every single week of the year. Connor's number one last week for the Valero Texas Open, wound up winning. And then we have a separate model that we did last year as an experiment to see how well it would do in trying to predict the Masters. It did very well, so we're going to do that again this year. And then on our Wednesday show, we will do final card, all kinds of picks, everything around the Masters. So all Masters, all week. Very excited about it. Hope you are too. Thanks for spending some time with us today. So we've opened up the week. We've got pretty much everything out of in terms of bets. But if you look at the top of the table, they're all basically the same at most shops. I mean, there's a little bit of variance. Maybe you can get a plus 50 here, minus 50 there, depending on a guy. But the top three are pretty clear at this point. And the top two are even clearer, because you've got Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy. They're 7-1 each. I've seen that at a bunch of different shops. I've seen Scottie and Rory at 750 in other places, depending on where you shop. Just as a heads up, I'm looking at DraftKings for this show. They have a plus 300 promo on any golfer to win, so you're effectively getting Scottie and Rory at 10-1. John Rahm is 9-1 on the book. If you opt into the promo, it's 12-1. Those are not bad numbers, right? Scottie Scheffler is looking to become the fourth guy in the history of this tournament to defend. And most weeks when we talk about tournament golf, we don't talk about the history of those kind of things. They tend to not matter. But in major championships, particularly the only one played at the same place every year, history does kind of have a way of telling us some things. And the only guys who have ever repeated as champion are Jack Tiger and Nick Faldo. And that means, hey, we've played a lot of these going back into the 30s, and we've only had three guys ever repeat as champion, which tells you it's really hard to do. It's hard to come back the next year and do the same thing that you just did. I think that's hard to do in most majors, but this one in particular. That said, Scheffler's playing an incredible game. He's got an incredible year going. He's already won the Players. He won in Phoenix, successfully defended that title, which if that means something to you, and I think it should, that he has already successfully defended a title this year. He won four titles, including the Masters, in that run that got him to number one in the world. And he's already successfully defended one of them, and frankly replaced one of them with a better one, and then got to the semifinals of the other one, in that he got to the semifinals of the match play before losing to the eventual champion, Sam Burns. So if you look at his defense of titles, so to speak, this year, he kept one, he picked up a better one, and he almost got the other one to a final consecutive year in one of the most difficult, unpredictable tournaments. You have to love Scottie Scheffler this week. Even if he fails, you have to love him. There's no choice in the matter. All the data is there that tells you he is the best player in the field. Rory McIlroy is a close second, though, and he has not obviously been hoisted at the same kind of rate as Scottie Scheffler, but he is playing great golf. I think at the same price, it's kind of hard to justify, but if you go back over a longer term, sure, Rory final round last year. He's had some close calls in this tournament, heartbreakingly so. He probably should have won in 2010. He probably should have won in 2018. He hasn't yet, and this is for the career Grand Slam. So lots on the line for him this week. He has found a putter he seems to like. It's a new style. I think for him, the big key is being able to play defensively when he needs to. and not being too timid when he shouldn't be. And that's the thing he has kind of struggled to figure out in this tournament in the last couple of years. But finally on Sunday, he was aggressive last year, and you saw the net results were incredible. I think if he can take those benefits and know how to temper expectations and temper when to be aggressive this week. Rahm's 9-1, 12-1 with a promo. He has not been very good in the last month, and that doesn't mean he's not capable of winning here. He's got a track record in this golf tournament. But if you're going to try and compare him to those choices, he's inferior right now. And Rahm has not played well in the match play, got hurt or injured or ill at the Players and pulled out. So we don't have a whole lot to work off of that's been good. And even in the tournaments leading in where he finished well, he struggled in the back end. And so my difficulty in betting Rahm this week is going to be, what is he going to do on Saturday and Sunday? And I think the other thing that I think works out really well for Scottie Scheffler in a different way for Rory McIlroy is the weather forecast is supposed to be atrocious. Supposed to be rain Thursday afternoon or evening, rain throughout Friday and Saturday and parts of Sunday, which means the schedule could get all kinds of messed up if there's electricity or there's too much rain. And yes, they have the sub-air system that sucks out the moisture out of the greens, but if you get overwhelmed by water, then you have to stop play. Stopping play means you got to clear people off the grounds, and then you've got to have kind of a restart time. So that's just hours you tack on, and that means the tournament could spill over from one day to the next between rounds. It could mess up the schedule. So that's something, rolling with the punches could be a very important thing this week. So could the draw, because depending on the weather forecast on Thursday, if you get to go out in the early group, complete play before anything could move in and delay anything, then you probably have the advantage, because then you're done your first round, it's in the book. Friday may be a little bit softer, late Thursday could be a little bit softer, but you may be subject to delay. Then you've got Friday sometime where maybe you start your second round, and if you're in that group, then you can just kind of sit back and relax, let the weather wreak havoc on the other part of the draw, and you come in nice and rested. So I think if you're trying to make a guess on the weather forecast, and we'll see the times tomorrow, we want to know the guys that are kind of in that morning wave. And they can make some changes, of course. They could play by threes. They could play 1-10 to get this thing caught up and by Sunday evening. But we do need to pay attention to that, and that is important this week. Following the big three, you've got Jordan Spieth at 16-1, Patrick Cantlay at 18-1, Justin Thomas at 20-1, Xander Schauffele, Tony Finau, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Cameron Smith, all at 22-1. Do want to address some live guys here. I was texting with a couple buddies over the weekend trying to think about bets, and this was before the last couple of days of the live event were completed. Dustin played pretty well. Cam Smith played okay. Not great, but pretty well. Those two guys are horse-for-course plays in this tournament. Whether you like their form in live currently or not, they are horse-for-course plays in this tournament. And at those numbers, I think you kind of have to play them. I would love to, especially if you're going to do the promo and you get them at 25-1 each, I think you have to bang them. You have to click yes. I almost think you have to. Even if you think Dustin Johnson's a little bit older, maybe not as long as he once was, Cam Smith has been on the medal stand at this place three times, and he's been close. So I see no reason to believe why he couldn't be again. Other than, and this you can try to handicap this how you'd like, but it seems very clear that several of the LIV players who are competing this week have a chip on their shoulder, and they want to prove something as a collective group by trying to win this tournament. If that puts additional pressure on themselves, do they perform worse? I don't know the answer to that, but it is something to consider this week. Max Homa, 25-1. Colin Morikawa, 25-1. I saw him at 29 other places. I think some people have probably got in there already on him. I think he is a great wager. If you look at a metric that we're going to talk about a couple of different times over the next few days, which is strokes gained tee to green in calendar year 2023. There are 10 guys who have averaged 1.5 strokes or better per round in calendar 2023 measured rounds. Colin Morikawa is right near the top of the list. He's ahead of John Rahm. He's right there with Patrick Cantlay in that solid 3-4 position. He's playing great golf. His trick on this golf course is being able to handle the par fives and being able to putt defensively when he gets himself positions. And we talk about strokes gained tee to green being so important to this course compared to other courses on the PGA Tour where we just run a model based on total strokes gained, because the putting surfaces are incredibly important to this tournament. They make this tournament, because you can have a good shot statistically from a strokes gained approach perspective that turns out to be a bad one ultimately from a putting perspective, because being able to putt on this golf course is a function of knowing where to hit the ball, where to miss, and when to play defensively. Uphill putts are good. Downhill putts are very bad. If you've got a big winding putt, you're going to probably three putt. You want to avoid those as much as humanly possible. If you three putt more than really three or four times in a tournament, you're toast. Probably two is the max. So there's a lot of pressure on Colin Morikawa's putting game. He needs to be able to put the ball in positions where he's gaining a ton of strokes, and then hopefully doesn't miss on the wrong sides of holes and three, four putts and causes himself a lot of consternation. But the tee to green game is extremely good. Cameron Young, 28-1, similar kind of idea. Got, obviously, to the final of the match play before getting wiped out. He seems to have found a quick bond with Paul Tesori, his new caddy. Paul has seen some success at Augusta National, obviously, with the guys he's worked with in the past. And so he knows this golf course really well. I think he's going to be a big help to Cam Young this week. I think he is kind of underrated at this number. And if you played the promo 31, I think might be worth it for Cameron Young. Will Zalatoris does fit in the metric of guys, and there are a bunch of guys now 35-1, but fits in the metric of guys who have gained 1.5 strokes tee to green on average in calendar 2023. Do you buy into that? Do you buy into him being in good enough shape? He played in the majors extremely well. He seems to like tough golf tournaments. He has not done a whole lot that's jumped off the page of people this year. Is that because we haven't been paying attention, or is that because he's not as good as he was last year? Something to think about. Victor Hovland is also 35-1. Sun Jian, who I think is a very sneaky pick this week, is 35-1 too. And then Brooks Koepka, who just won on LIV, second win on LIV. First got a two wins apparently, which I didn't even know that. But won on LIV, 35-1. Now, do you want to take something from this and go, oh, well, Brooks is back? I think the one thing you have to note about where the LIV event was played over the weekend is that it's not a very good golf course from a test perspective. Wasn't in the best shape. Pretty easy from tee to green. There's not a whole lot of obstacle there, which kind of makes sense for Brooks to do well. He's done well this golf course, though. And before he kind of started to get in his own head and get injured and worry about his career future and go to LIV, he had a string of finishes in this tournament where he improved every single time until he finished behind Tiger Woods in 2019 in second place. So he's only got one place to go, which is to win. He has demonstrated he can play this golf tournament well. Do I think 35-1 is a great number? Not especially. I'd like him at 45. So if you hit him before he won on the LIV event, good for you. I think you've got a good ticket in hand. If you haven't, you have to weigh whether you think 38-1 is good enough for Brooks. It's probably borderline, to be honest. I could support it if you made a better case to me than I'm probably making to myself. 40-1s. Sam Burns, Matt Fitzpatrick, Hideki Matsuyama, Corey Connors. Of those, I frankly would take Corey Connors. I know Sam Burns just won the match play. He has a reputation for playing very well in Bermuda surfaces. He doesn't have a very good reputation or good splits comparatively in putting on bent grass surfaces. I would be concerned about that. That doesn't mean he can't play well here, and that doesn't mean he can't handle this golf course well. But if you're going to try and handicap it, that's the reason he's in the 40s and maybe not a little better off than where he is. I would stay away from Fitzpatrick because he's just not playing well tee to green. I would probably stay away from Hideki Matsuyama, just not getting that feel from him right now. Corey Connors has a good track record in this tournament, a trio of top 15 finishes. He just won last week. I know trying to win back-to-back the week of before a major and the week of a major is practically unprecedented outside of Phil Mickelson, but I think he can do very well on this golf course. So if you don't like him to win, and there's plenty of reason not to, then maybe plus 330 on a top 10 is a great bet for Corey Connors. Throw him in a top 20, probably get plus money just a little bit. I would like that bet quite a bit. Some names of guys who have fallen a little bit, and maybe to our benefit. Tommy Fleetwood, 50-1. One of those guys who is at least above 1.25 strokes gained on average tee to green in calendar 2023. Worth looking at. Tyrrell Hatton was very high on my list until he got injured at the match play and has just tumbled down the board. He's 55-1. Do you think he can get everything fixed in a few days? I don't think so. I think your better play then would be Justin Rose at 55-1. Joaquin Niemann at 55-1 is guaranteed to get some interest, I think. At least he should, because he is a high-caliber golfer. And again, depending on how you feel about the motivation, the emotion piece of all of this, at 55-1. He has talked about feeling like he is being hated by different PGA Tour players and very motivated this week to try to beat them in one of these few opportunities LIV players are going to get this year to play against PGA Tour regulars. Do you thrive on emotion or do you wilt because of it? And I think that's of interest. Patrick Reed is 60-1. I loathe to say it, but he really interests me at this number. That's too big of a number. Played well last week in the LIV event. Again, not a hard golf course, and we know that. But he played well T3, played well at the Dubai Desert Classic, even with all the controversy around the ball on the tree and the drop and all of those things. That's a good number for Patrick Reed. Almost tasty enough to bet, might just do it. Shane Lowry, same number. Starting to kind of turn it around a little bit, I think. Starting to figure some things out. Maybe a little bit more of a number I need on him, like the 75 range. But I do like that play. Also, I can endorse that. Minwoo Lee is 65-1. Tiger Woods is 70-1. I'm not going to bet Tiger Woods to win this tournament. If he does, then everyone should retire and just acknowledge him as the best golfer ever. We can just shut down the sport. But I do like him on a plus 150 make the cut bet. Again, depends on what we see from him in tee times, whether he gets the morning wave. If he gets it, I would smash that. If he gets the afternoon wave, maybe not as much. Then Tom Kim, who played practice round with Tiger Woods today, 75-1. Siwoo Kim, Keith Mitchell, 90-1. I'm going to bet Keith Mitchell this week. You need to bet him. He is one of the 10 players who falls in that plus 1.5 strokes gain tee to green range. You have to bet him because that's just the system. So 90-1, I would take him. I'd even follow up with a top 5 or a top 10 if you're feeling froggy about it. 100-1s, Tom Hoagie, Bryson DeChambeau, Adam Scott, Mito Pereira. I would play Bryson to miss the cut, to be honest with you. I'd like that play. Did it last year. I'm going to keep doing it. Mito, kind of interesting. Seems to have taken to LIV, but I don't know what that means, right? And he's got the scar tissue of the PGA Championship from last year. Does that mean anything? I don't know. Louis Oosthuizen, Sahith Theegala, Keegan Bradley, all plus 110 to 1 this week. No, I mean, Louis never won on U.S. soil. He had a chance a couple weeks ago in LIV to do it. Couldn't do it, lost to Danny Lee. I mean, if that's not an indictment, I don't know what is. Keegan Bradley's a little too much. Then you want to go a little bit deeper. If you're feeling froggy, Taylor Gooch, but he's not playing the best. Sergio was plus 130 to 1 with Seamus Power and Russell Henley, Danny Willett, Brian Harmon, Abe Anser. Kurt Kitayama interests me quite a bit. Not going to bet him to win, but I do like him on a top 10, plus 850. Chris Kirk, 130. And then we'll just round out with the 150s. Thomas Peters and Ryan Fox at 150 to 1 each. This is going to be a mature market very quickly. Obviously, there's a lot of money on this tournament every single year. So you're going to see these things tighten up pretty quickly. If I spot in a model that, hey, there's something tragically mispriced here, and I don't think that's going to happen, I'm going to slam it, and you're going to see the markets move pretty quickly. This is a big month. These markets are particularly sensitive. So when you see big moves one way or the other, you're going to see prices shorten up very quickly. So get in your wagers Monday, the ones you really like. Tuesday, the ones you're waffling about. Wednesday, put some more ones that you like or just kind of sprinkle around a little bit. But you've got to make your moves pretty quickly this week. If you want to look at the top 20 market, we'll touch on this briefly. You see Scottie Scheffler at minus 330 to finish in the top 20. Your plus money starts at the 35-1 range with Cameron Young, Victor Hovland, Sung Jae-im. Sung Jae-im is going to be, I think, a good top 20 bet this week. I'd like Corey Connors at plus 130. We mentioned him before. Tommy Fleetwood, plus 160. I like on a top 20 bet. Kurt Kitayama, we mentioned earlier, plus 320 on that bet. Much deeper than that, I don't know if you really need to make this kind of attempt. There's no one really there that's like got some kind of good track record. Maybe Charles plus 550, former champion, has given himself a chance here other than the 2011 win. I could get behind that. Gordon Sargeant is going to be interesting to people this week. He's a Vandy kid, special invite as an amateur. That tells you something about what Augusta thinks of his game. But plus 900 on a top 20 finish, just enough to sprinkle a little bit on and have a little fun with. I would strongly consider that if I were you. If you want to look at round finishing position, first round leader, they also have top 10 and top 5 after the first round. We usually don't get that most weeks. I'd sit on this till you get the draw. Don't go into this market. Talk about it tomorrow. Let's see the tee times, especially with the weather forecast. Let's hang in there. There are some interesting pools for winner without this week. So you've got a market to be the winner without McIlroy and Scheffler. It actually makes Rahm's odds worse because he was 9, now he's 7-1. So you get a little bit shorter on some of these shots. In some cases, like Cameron Young by 15 points. And it's just not, I don't think it's particularly worth it. I know the Scheffler and McIlroy can win. Just bet them, and then that can be your insurance. Don't take a market where they're not going to be this week. Tiger at Augusta bets, I do want to talk about as well. There's a bunch of these different props out there. Tiger Woods to make the cut is not a great bet at DraftKings, though. Minus 200 to make the cut. So I don't like that number. Minus 200, obviously. I did a hit on VSiN today. Great to spend time with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard on Follow the Money. I listen to it every day as this, so it's kind of weird being on it. But minus 200 DraftKings, you can find that better elsewhere. I've seen, I think Circa has a plus 150. If you can get plus money, take it. Do not take it at negative money. Do not do that. Please don't do that to yourself. They do have a boosted wager, Tiger to finish in the top 20 by 20%. I don't know about all of that. But all the other stuff is kind of ridiculous. Like Tiger to make a hole in one, Tiger to have a bogey-free round. Just avoid as best you probably can. Round props. Any players to play bogey-free in round one. Again, these odds are just not good enough, I don't think. And again, I would want to see the draw. You can get 28 to 1 on Tom Kim and Tiger Woods go bogey-free, but Scottie Scheffler and Rory are 10 to 1. I don't see much value in that. Nationality props are kind of interesting. Low amateur props, if you can find them. I would give a shot to Gordon Sargent there, just because I think he has a tremendous talent, tremendous capability. South Korean player, best South Korean player. Sun Jae-in plus 115 really interests me quite a bit. I think he's got a good enough track record here to take that just barely plus money and go with it. Best Irish player. Rory McIlroy is minus 280. So if you feel like he's not going to have a good week and Shane Lowry might, get him a plus 350, you don't have to bet on Shane Lowry to win. I can get behind that. I can support that if you have that opinion. I do not have that opinion. But if you have that opinion, I think that's a way to go around it and try to bet that line specifically. Best Australian player. Jason Day is plus 165. Cameron Smith is plus 175. I know a lot of people are going to like Jason Day this week. But if you look at the odds table, it's the other way. Cam Smith is ahead of Jason Day, I think, in terms of total performance, total capability. But in this wager in particular, he is plus 175 to be the top Australian. If you look at him in the betting market, they're the same price, which means I think you're kind of spotting something there that you're turning into a matchup play. I think I would play Cam Smith in that group because I'm not anticipating, like, Adam Scott, for instance, having some great tournament that he even factors into the top Australian conversation. There's a lot you can do with matchups. Again, I kind of want to see the tee times before we get into any of these. DraftKings has 5 balls. They have tournament 3 balls. So, again, I want to see the times before all that happens, kind of factor that into things. Before I run my model tomorrow, I'm going to try to put together a way of handicapping LIV strokes gained as best I can. I don't know exactly how I'm going to do that yet, but I have talked on this show about the idea of having a strokes gain top 40 for PGA Tour events. Maybe we'll do something similar for a
while. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No